From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. Missouri's incarceration rate is the eighth highest in the U.S. To combat this, Governor Eric Greitens signed an executive order to explore more about the criminal justice system. KBIA's Ana Perez has more.
Taxpayers pay $22,000 for one inmate in prison in the state of Missouri. This number and Missouri's high incarceration rate are the reasons Governor Greitens met with the Council of State's Government Justice Center and other representatives in September. The task force will look at probation, parole, and recidivism, why people who are in prison go back. MU Professor of Law Frank Bowman says this will be a challenge for the task force.
What you want is both fewer people in prison and a lower recidivism rate. You're going to have to invest at the front end to produce the lower recidivism rate.
The task force will also look at the rise in female prison populations within the state. Ana Perez, KBIA News.
About 300 demonstrators gathered outside a Cardinals and Cubs game in St. Louis last night to protest the acquittal of a white former police officer, Jason Stockley, in the killing of a black suspect, Anthony Lamar Smith. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that demonstrators gathered briefly at Busch Stadium and chanted. They then moved downtown, blocking the intersection, to hear speeches from two mothers of young men killed by police. The crowd was peaceful and then dispersed around 9:30 p.m. Earlier in the day, about 300 people marched to the police headquarters, wearing tape over their mouths to silently protest what they described as police violence against minorities. Demonstrations have been ongoing since the September 15th ruling. Leaders of the Missouri Democratic Party came to Kansas City today to roll out their agenda for reforming and expanding health care in the state. Democrats have long sought to expand Medicaid to the full extent allowed by the Affordable Care Act, but the agenda announced today includes several new proposals, including allowing individuals who aren't poor or disabled enough to qualify for Medicaid to buy into it. State Party Chair Stephen Weber, flanked by local legislators and candidates, said Democrats wanted to present, quote, positive, proactive vision, even though Republicans control both General Assembly and the governor's office.
And I think it's really clear that the debate we're having on health care right now is not a political debate. It's a debate about the health and financial security of working Missourians and working Americans.
The Democratic wish list also includes increasing access to contraception coverage and diversity training in state medical schools. Columbia Public Schools will hold a public meeting tonight to discuss facility expansion plans for the next 10 years. According to the Columbia Missourian, an email announcement from district spokeswoman Michelle Baumstark described the, quote, World Cafe-style meeting, which gives attendees the chance to move around the room and participate in different rounds of conversations. The meeting comes as long-range plans from 2006 to 2016 conclude. Those interested in attending can RSVP, but a flyer for the event said walk-ins are welcome. From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup.